metal, the kind that easily bends, and he's bent that back, and like he had two sides to it, and those sides over there are three sides on that one wood, and there was this one that connected the both of them. And you know, after so long, he take the baby pigs out of this one and put them over there when they grown up to a certain age and all that kind of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And the hardest part about it was that, see, it, the wooden things, they'd always, the little pigs would dig out from under there, and we could always tell when they'd gotten out. Because when we come to visit my grandfather, you could see them running all across the road, you know, have to go and take them back, you know.
What kind of fence do they call that? The kind where they, that's got the little hooks in it?
The barbed wire?
Yeah, okay.
He never had those that I know of. But like, they never use fences to figure out where the land stops or anything, because he sold part of the farm that he still has. And when I asked him where he sold, they didn't tell me, you know, like so-and-so acreage between this point and this fence. They said it was between the first ditch on this side and the second ditch on that side. I saw all of that up to the tree on the corner, you know, and you sit there trying to figure out how much or where is that, right? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But like my father, my grandfather around the house, in the back he had two fig trees, and on the side he had this, I don't know, I guess it was sort of like a, it was two wooden sides, three wooden sides, and the top was wood, and he started these vines at the bottom, and they were scuffnose, and they grew up all around the sides of the wood, you know, and like they grow up, and every year we go to pick scuffnose. And he used to always have to go out check, because we were the only ones who did it. I mean, all the grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
And he'd have to go out and check and see during the year did snakes get in or anything like that, because it was really thick, you know. And we used to do that.
What are scuffnose?
Well, let's see. They're also called bullets. It all depends on how you want to look at it. They're little green. They're green. And the little things like this, and on the inside there's seeds and there's this juice that's really sweet. And all you have to do is you wash them off when you put them in, and you put it in your mouth and you go to burst it, and all the juice comes out and you throw away the seeds, you know.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, they're neat.
I've never heard of that before.
Really?
Yeah. You know, all kinds of things. We
used to eat honeysuckle, the juice from honeysuckle too.
Are they sort of like that?
Mm-hmm. Like the honeysuckle, when you pull it out at the end, there's a couple of drops, and you used to eat those. But this, it's just the whole thing is so juicy, you know, and they're really good.
If they're putting up a fence every so often in the ground, they have these things.
Fence posts.
Okay. What does your grandmother usually do all day, during the day? How does she spend her day?
Now?
Yeah, now I imagine it's not too much different from what she's done.
I don't know. I mean, you know, she brought up 12 kids, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's a lot less
work. You want to look at it.
Yeah.
Now she spends a lot of time cooking. It seems my grandfather has increased in appetite. He doesn't have anything to do, so he eats all the time. And she cleans house, and she goes to church. They go to church a lot in the evening, and they watch television and stuff like that. She sews.
Mm.
She collects scraps of material, and she makes her own designs for the curtains in her house.
Mm-hmm.